it's the most privileged job you could ever do. It's like, and I do actually feel myself getting goosebumps. I'm Ros White, I'm a social worker from South Lanarkshire Council. You can't even imagine being let into someone's environment, into their house, in their living room, you know, with all their photographs and like the toys and everything. And a privilege also is being able to go into a sort of a court setting as well and be able to demonstrate to a sheriff, this isn't just another number in the system, this is a young person who, you know, it's a human being, and it's how you can sort of bring them to life, like through a black and white kind of report. So I work in South Lanarkshire, so that takes in big towns such as Hamilton, East Kilbride, very rural areas such as Lanark and Strathaven. So it's a very, I suppose, kind of traditionally it's been known for the kind of steelworks and kind of very working class. So I think when you do sort of spend time now in the towns, because that's where I grew up, so it's quite strange doing a 360 sort of coming back to work in, you definitely do feel that there is a lot more deprivation, poverty, a lot of kind of social issues. First part of my role is what I do is I let people just know that I am Ros. So yes, I'm a social worker, but I'm there as Ros for them. So as I say, it's about me getting to know them. It's also about them getting to know me. We tend to find that maybe the first kind of 4 to 8 weeks of kind of working with a young person, well, when I work with a young person, it's just about really getting them getting to know me, because probably I do know quite a lot about them, but I've not written that information, so I don't know if that's correct, you know, fully, so I need to kind of wait and see. And also, you could have maybe families who have maybe had historical social work involvement who are very much like, here's another social worker telling me what to do. So it's about sometimes trying to change that perception. And I have to say, like, in terms of the approach, I feel that I take that can be broken down in terms of I will get, oh, you're not like the social workers that we've had before, or you definitely kind of ask me what's going on. And when you're writing a report about someone, them being part of that journey with you, so they know exactly what's going to be in the report, there's no surprises, and, you know, just keeping them at the centre of everything that I do. Because young people, particularly in a criminal justice setting, just automatically think, I'm going to prison, I'm going to Pullman. And it's about making them realise, well, you do have choices, and if you get a structured deferred sentence disposal, particularly, the sheriff's giving you a 6-month period to really demonstrate that you don't want that choice taken away from you, you know, of your liberty. And then that sort of opens up a whole sort of realm of other choices that maybe a young person feels they didn't have. And that can come back to, I don't really have the best education and, you know, experience, Ros. Well, how do we change that? What choices are out there for you like to do? So yeah, definitely, it's a lot of the kind of role of a social worker in this setting is kind of a highlighting to the young person the choices that they do have and how we can support them to realise those choices and the outcomes. I suppose in my own personal reflections, when I was studying to be a social worker, if you were to ask me what area I wanted to go into initially, it was adults and mental health. Children and families, I just had no interest in criminal justice. I just saw it very much as a report writing task. And in this position that I'm in now, I can definitely see the sort of role of in a community with a young person, because I'm able to understand their community, where they are, and the fact that I'm able to say to them, oh, I would really like to give you a bus pass, and they're like, that'll be what for, Ros? And I'll say, well, because I know that you can keep yourself safe, because rather than having to go up certain streets that I know that you'll be going to as a shortcut to get home, where there could be danger for you, or, you know, potentially people that you've been telling me about who have been creating problems for you, I know that then they can just simply show that and go on a bus. And that's been a big thing, I think, for a young person in terms of trust. That it's not just about, oh, is that just to get my appointments, you know, and things. It's like, well, no, actually for me, it's about keeping you safe. And the fact that I know that about the young person, and I know that's what's happening in their community, in their environment, I think that says a lot to them, you know, that I'm not just a social worker that sits in an office behind a desk that gives an appointment to come in, that I have to go down and see them. It's a big privilege to be a social worker.